and Parliament has amended the Presidential Transition Act 2012, the new Presidential Transition Amendment Bill 2016, which replaces Act 845, seeks to, among other things, correct Sections 11 and 12 of the Act, as they are in conflict with Article 113 of the Constitution. Parliamentary correspondents Dominic Logi and Augustus Akwe have this report.
Section 11 and 12 of Act 845 stated that Parliament should be constituted 2 days before the President is inaugurated. This provision, however, contravened Article 113 of the Constitution, which also says Parliament shall continue for 4 years from the date of its first sitting and then stand dissolved. The new Presidential Transition Amendment Bill 2016 now states that instead of constituting Parliament 2 days before the inauguration of the President, the swearing-in of the MPs and the inauguration of the Speaker should be held within 12 hours before the inauguration of the President. The Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, in its report on the bill, said the Minister for Justice and Attorney General would be given the power under Clause 8 of the bill to make regulations for the effective implementation of the Act. The regulations will be the blueprint for handing over notes for effective implementation of the Act. The report of the committee further stated that a transition team will be constituted within 24 hours after the declaration of the results of the presidential election in accordance with Article 63 of the Constitution, given the different scenarios of an incumbent retaining power or a new person being elected president. The bill empowers the Administrator General to evict a person staying in an official residence for more than 3 months in a situation where the person ceases to hold office on the assumption of office of a newly elected president.
Dominic Logi and Augustus Akwe filed that report.